Hello, everyone. I'm Shunda, a security researcher from Intel. I have worked in SGX project for over 10 years. Today, I'm going to introduce some exploit analysis on SGX Enclave and also my considerations for defensive SGX programming. The exploits in this presentation are all known issues and have already been mitigated in SGX. I will introduce some past attacks, mitigation, defense in depth, and see what we can learn from these attacks and defense. Because one important rule of security, software security, is to learn from mistakes. Learn from mistakes. The purpose of this talk is not to attack SGX, but I want to help developers have a better understanding on SGX security, know the difference between inside and outside enclave, and write more secure code for their enclaves. There are some basic concepts of SGX, and I hope we are in the same page. Intel SGX technology enables application to run code in a trusted environment. So SGX is the key. The trust part is called enclave. So this part, enclave, it's encrypted. So although the SGX encrypted the trusted part, attacks can still attack enclaves via SGX attack surface. We can see this, these are the security properties of an enclave. Enclave provides confidentiality, integrity, and controlled entry points. But these controlled entry points and the other some interface between the trusted and the untrusted boundary can still be the attack surface. Okay, so the code running within enclave must be written securely. So otherwise, if there are some poor written code, so still may be subject to attack by the attackers outside enclave. So that is to say the traditional bugs inside enclave, such as buffer overflow, endpoint dereference, will still cause security problems. But the impact might be different for outside. And another thing is side channel. That's although side channel is an important topic, we will not talk the detail today, as we have only 20 minutes. So the popular attacks to SGX enclave include code injection, execution, flow change, third-party vulnerabilities, and the cross-boundary information leakage. You can see the first three items are still traditional attacks or vulnerabilities, but sometimes the impact or scope changes, and we will talk about it later. Cross-boundary information leakage is something we need to pay attention to. It is different from traditional software development mode. In TDE, we have trusted part and untrusted part. We need to carefully deal with data across boundaries between trusted part and the untrusted part. One major purpose affecting SGX and TDE is to steer secret information, to get the secret information from outside rather than change the privileges. So we also need to bear it in mind. And Intel SGX SDK has provided some defense in depth to developers. We suggest not to disable them. We provide stack cookies, non-execution memories, protection on exception handler, virtual table, verification, control flow, hardening, or safe unlinking, heap cookies, and our additional boundary checks inside Enclave. They are provided by customized libraries functions and some compiler options. Most of them are enabled by default, so developers can refer to the developer guide and also our source code to ensure the correct usage. So let's see the heap. There are three chunks, A, B, and C. Typically, when there is an overflow in A, it can override B. If B is double freed or used after freed, then when B is allocated again, there can be unlinking of double linked list. Then cause a well-known write anything to anywhere issue. That means write something you controlled to some address also controlled by you. And the typical defense is the safe unlink. But owning the traditional safe unlink here is not enough. Attacker can fake a chunk with suitable pre and the next link to A and C, but its address is pointing outside enclave. Although attack cannot achieve write anything to anywhere, but they could successfully mislead inside enclave memory copy code to copy secret outside enclave. That's a new type of heap injection in SGX. So our mitigation is to add boundary checks in the unlinking method in malloc and free. We have functions to check if the address is inside enclave or outside enclave. So that problem is fixed, but the customers, the developers of enclave might have some similar memory management in high level. So they should pay attention to this kind of injection. So from outside. Okay. The next popular threat to enclave is ROP. Actually, it's buffer overflow, right? Let's first see the ROP. ROP means return-oriented programming. Nothing is special, although enclave code is encrypted, but it still contains ROP gadget. You can refer to the paper of Doug ROP on the details of the attack. So buffer overflows can use parts of your code as ROP gadgets. We have provided stack protections and leverage ASLR for defense in depth. So I think the best defense in SGX is to prevent overflows, to ensure buffer overflow Protection is the correct way of defensive programming for this kind of issues. So if you don't have bug or flaw or any such kind of code execution flow change, then the security implication of ROP is very limited. Okay. So ASLR is another problem. If there is an overflow, ASLR can help to mitigate and make the attack much harder. SGX and Enclave leverage system level ASLR, but the layer of the Enclave are almost fixed. That means some offsets between heap, stack, and the variables remain the same. So it is better to not rely too much on ASLR. Or you can refer to some solutions like SGS Shield or similar projects to enhance the Enclave address randomness. And the ASLR is not supported in trust part. We just leverage the system level ASLR, so it's not a part of the TCP. So the developers should know that. But I think the best practice is still prevent the overflow, right? Prevent the buffer overflow. We have some defense types. Ensure you enable them, similar to the ROP. Okay. Non-pointer dereference is usually not a big issue outside and in the user space, but it usually only cause DOS issue like crash or unexpected abort in the user space, right? But in SGX, similar to the kernel space, non-pointer dereference could cause more serious problems like information leakage or even execution flow changes. Because driver and OS are not out of SGX trust boundary, attackers can have the ability to change driver and remap zero address to a valid page. If you don't have appropriate checks for the non-pointers, you may write something inside Enclave to outside, or mistakenly use outside arbitrary data, which is supposed to be protected by Enclave. So this is also a good example that security implications changed between SGX and the non-SGX environment. We need to pay attention that the trust component changes. When we use SGX for a normal application, RenZero or driver or OS admin might be their trust part, but in SGX they are not. So attacker can change driver, remap zero address to another address. And we have already added support for including zero address to inside Enclave memory range. So the developers can directly include zero address into their Enclave, and then hardware can provide protections against runtime mapping. Or another simple way of software, in software to fix this is just to check the non-pointer dereference correctly by yourself. Here is the CVE in CVE in OpenSSL. It is non-point dereference. It is not a high bug for OpenSSL, but it's a high bug for SGX because of the address remapping. Okay, so when we get a third party CVE from your scanning tools like BDBA, you need to analyze the impact to SGX. Sometimes the impact might be different from outside. For example, the non-pointer dereference we have just mentioned, or some other bugs might affect data across trust boundary. For those bugs, low issue can be changed to high issue. Sometimes you can ignore low issue because of time or schedule for your release, but you must fix high issues. So when you get a third-party CVE, you do need to analyze them to see if the impact is changed. The cross boundary information leakage is one major threat to SGX. One example is the alignment issue. There could be some holes in the data structure because of alignment. It can leak something in the memory. It's probably not a big issue in non-SGX environment. For example, one popular attack might be the leakage of security cookies. The holes in the data structure contains random security cookies of the previous functions. Then if you happen to have a buffer overflow in your hands, you may bypass the random security cookies by the information leaked to you. But in SGX environment, attackers do not need that. If such structures are copied out into untrusted part, the holes in the structures may have already contained some secret from the enclave, maybe a part of key or maybe some uncleared password. Okay. So Intel SGX SDK has provided some mitigations, memory clear function, and we also enabled compiler options for PEG1. But users' enclave code might have their own alignment. If that is the case, then please remember to clear your secret after you use them. Okay, the last problem I want to show here is the risk condition. One example is that the content of a pointer point to outside enclave can be changed after you check it. It's very, very similar to the file handler risk condition issue in the memory and the disk. In enclave development work, developers often need to port in some code into enclave. Then they need to divide the code into trusted part and the untrusted part. So in the original code, it might not be a problem, but after porting, that kind of time of check, time of use issue might be happen. So please pay attention to the pointers, especially pointer of the pointers, which refer to untrusted part from the trusted part. So you do better add additional checks for such kind of data referring. If possible, copy the buffer inside enclave instead of just refer to them from a pointer. Okay, so thank you all for your attention. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me by email.